Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, we've been talking about some of our favourite scriptures or scriptures that inspire us over the last little while. And the scripture that I shared this week was one that says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And
that first line sometimes a bit hard.
The rejoice always?
Yes. Because, I had to drop off Bruce to the airport this morning and you're only allowed 6 minutes in the drop-off zone or they charge you.
Yes, I've been there. It feels a bit of pressure, just 6 minutes sometimes.
I got charged and I'm going, oh my goodness, it must have been 1 second over 6 minutes. And it wasn't because we were slack. It was because there were so many people dropping off people.
You couldn't get through in that time.
And I'm like, oh my goodness, I was so frustrated.
So there was no rejoicing?
No. I was even more frustrated because I didn't take my purse with me.
Oh, what'd you do?
Well, thank goodness I have a card on my phone that I only use if I'm desperate.
Yeah.
And then, but I'm going, how do I do this? I know you bring it up on your wallet.
Yeah.
But I'm pointing it at a screen, at a light on the machine.
You?
Yes. And then I push the button for assistance. It didn't work the first time, so I push it again and I say, I'm sorry, but I was like, oh. I was so frustrated, so I wasn't rejoicing.
Did they make you pay?
Yes.
Oh, bother.
But I wasn't rejoicing at all.
No. And that's interesting that you bring that up. Like that's, you know, in some respects a comical situation. But here, St. Paul is talking to a people who actually are going through
tough times.
A hard time. And
worse
he's saying
than, worse than trying to pay worse than for that, getting out of the car
yes.
park.
And he says, despite that, I want you to rejoice.
Yes.
And so
I did rejoice after I got through the car park.
Yeah. Yeah. Woohoo. You're not stuck there now. And it is hard. Mm. You know, I got to the end of when I was recording that heartbeat and thought, you know, this is not easy.
No.
No. Like, because as I shared, the verse before this is don't repay evil for evil. Because if we're honest, that's often how we feel.
Yeah, get back at them.
Yeah, that's right. Like, it's funny. Well, maybe it's not funny. But sometimes, you know, I've never been good at thinking of comebacks, you know, something that you say to like.
Yeah.
Quick-witted, but like 5 hours later I'll be like, oh, I could have said that, you know, like
it
will come to me.
You didn't
exactly
come to you,
so maybe
away.
It's a good gift. Yes. That I, as in not to have that gift.
Yes.
Because our first intention often is payback.
Yes.
And here St. Paul saying to the people, I need you to rejoice, do good to one another.
You know what it made me feel like?
What?
Next time I drive in, I'm going to time myself and see if it's 6 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like put the start button on.
But they must get so many people that way.
Well, actually, the two cars in front of me, I noticed, slowed down. Because normally the light changes to the arrow, green arrow, and then the boom gate goes up and you go through. And they had to pay. And I just thought, oh, they must have taken longer than normal. Not thinking that me as well. I mean, and I know I was, wasn't that always, Bruce got out and off he went, but I was trying to get into the lane to get out of where I was parked. Mm. Then they have two crosswalks with lights, so you've got to wait for that to go through.
I can see it's really affected you. Everyone can hear that too.
I was saying is, you know, I was trying to think, How do I, like the payback, I guess, was I'm going to time myself next time. But how do you even prove it?
I don't know.
No.
Yeah. But that's what we do, don't we?
Yes.
We think, how am I going to get this person back, you know, I'll do it better next time and I'll get them back a different
them
way.
Or show them up. Innocent. Like,
yeah.
You know.
And St. Paul says to us, no, like we are to do good to one another. And the way, one of the ways we start to do that is we need to rejoice. We turn our eyes back to God.
Sorry, Lord, I didn't.
No. Yeah. And the truth is it's hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, like, I finished the whole heartbeat with actually praying for God's grace, because funnily enough, it just all comes back to Him.
We can't do it ourselves.
No.
No.
And like when it says pray without ceasing, I don't know about you, but sometimes I just have hard time praying in my normal prayer time, let alone trying to pray without ceasing
all the time
throughout my day. But it's really about having that heart that says, I'm going to turn to you, God. Like, you are the answer.
Yes.
It's not, you know, I don't have the answer. It's about turning to Him, having that heart that goes,
yeah,
God, I want you in my life.
Yeah.
And then I think a really powerful part that I probably don't do very often, but I know in society I think we do have a lot of people who are grateful. Like, there's that spirit of gratitude that people often have at the end of their day. They say, how do we, you know, being grateful. And I think when you do meet people who are grateful, you do notice a difference in them.
Yes.
Like, you notice this appreciation they have for life.
Just recently in our city we've had telethon where they've raised money. They raise money the whole year, but this is the day
the
where they
weekend.
Announce how much money they've raised towards the generally children's hospitals, but it can be other hospitals as well, for the funds for those who've got cancer and those, you know, all the different
need
diseases
equipment.
Or
research
help
therapies
or whatever. And the whole 24 hours, you feel like, wow, everyone is so grateful. The mothers and parents that are there, the fathers, they talk with them and they say, we are so grateful for this. Mm. The children go, we are grateful that, you know, they don't sometimes use that word as such, but they go, we know that people in this hospital are kind and they're trying to help us. And they're sharing their gratefulness. The money that gets donated is someone's grateful because their daughter got, you know, good help, grandchild, whatever it is. Mm. Or even if you don't you have anyone in the family at the moment that has been sick, might have been in the past, but they think, no, into the future I want to pay it forward. Yeah. I want to have the money there because
there's someone else in need. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. And just like you said, this gratefulness comes out. And it is beautiful to see. And it is beautiful to acknowledge, not because you see it, because there's the emotion. Some people are happy, but others are like a weeping but joyful tears. You know, they're sharing about, I've had cancer and I'm now in remission, and everyone's celebrating this. And they said, we want to give more money for research so that others don't have to go through what I've gone through. Mm. It's just amazing.
Yeah. And this is how God wants us to live, not just in a 24-hour, you know, period.
Yes.
But this gratefulness and thankfulness for His provision, for what we have in our lives, for the people we have, for the fact that, okay, if we don't feel like that one right now, one day with Him, there will be no weeping. There will be, you know, no death anymore. And that's looking towards that hope. And this verse talks about, well, that's how God wants us to live. You know, it actually says, I'm going to read it. It finishes off by saying, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Yes.
Now, often we wonder what's God's will for us, and there's specific wills for each of our lives. But the will
this
for God
is
for us to be joyful.
Yes.
To pray all the time.
Yes.
And to give thanks.
Yes.
You know, so sometimes I think we can go, oh, I don't know which direction to go in. No, God will reveal that to you, but other things you can put into your life are being a person of joy, are being grateful, you know. And it's a good way, well, it's a nice practical way too of living out our faith.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And doing it all the time, yep, that's tricky.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not.
Yeah.
So the weekly challenge for this week is to pick one of those things, because sometimes I think it's hard to do all, but maybe this week decide, you know what, I'm going to be joy-filled this week. Or I'm going to give thanks every day for things. Or you know what? I'm going to do my very best to pray without ceasing, to recognize God's presence in my day.
And the more we do it, the more you might find you do the three of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So we hope that that has really blessed you this week. Maybe it has challenged you if you are going through a hard time, particularly at the moment. You might be thinking like Rosemary in the car park, how can I be joy-filled right now? But we do pray that God would speak to you in this and that you would hold on to Him and He will show you and give you the grace to do it. All right, we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.